The reading's taken from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. Jesus has risen. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." May God bless to us the reading from his word.
Good afternoon, everybody. Those of you who don't know me, my name is Nicola. I'm married to Graham, who is sitting on the front row here, and we've been part of the family at St. Giles here for nearly 2 years now. But it's my first visit to Hymns of Praise, and I'm happy to be here. And thank you to Janet and to the organisers for inviting me to speak. The theme of our service today is joy in the resurrection. But I wonder if you noticed, as the reading was being read, that there was mention of both joy and fear. There was fear because of the earthquake, fear because of the unexpected, fear of death, and fear of the unknown. But there was also great joy because of the resurrection of Jesus. I wonder how you're feeling this afternoon as you sit in church, whether you're feeling joyful, or whether maybe you're feeling fearful, or perhaps it's a mixture of both. There are lots of things going on in the world around us, in our own country, and perhaps in our own lives that can make us feel fearful. But the good news of Easter is that because of the resurrection of Jesus, we can know his joy, that whatever else is going on in our lives, we don't need to be afraid, because Jesus is alive and he's promised to be with us always. So I wonder, how can we experience the same joy that the women in our reading had? Well, I think there are two clues for us in the words that the angel said. Firstly, the angel said, "Come and see." And secondly, he said, "Go and tell." First of all, come and see. I wonder if you've had the experience of visiting small children and having them grab hold of your hand and say, "Come and see." Maybe it's a new toy they want to show you. Or maybe it's something exciting in the garden. Maybe it's something they've made at school. There's excitement there. But our reading doesn't start with joy. It starts with fear. I don't know if you have ever experienced an earthquake. I've been in two very small ones, and it's pretty scary because you don't really know what's going on. In our reading, as the women arrived at the tomb, there was a violent earthquake, Matthew tells us. The whole place was shaking, and the women must have been terrified. And then there's an angel coming down from heaven in bright, dazzling clothes and rolling the stone away. It must have been a really terrifying experience for those two women. It certainly was for the soldiers guarding the tomb. They fell on the floor as if they were dead. The angel knows that the women have been frightened, but he says to them, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Come and see." And as the women do that, and they see that the tomb is empty, that Jesus' body has gone, they are amazed, and they suddenly begin to feel a sense of joy. They don't really understand it. It's amazing, but it's really true. He's not here, he's risen, and there is joy. What about us? Well, Easter invites us too to come and see, to read the Gospels again, and to allow God to speak to our hearts. Easter invites us to see that Jesus, the Son of God, the one who came from heaven to show us the Father's love, is not dead, but risen again. He has died for us on the cross. He has made it possible for our sins to be forgiven and our souls to be washed clean and restored to a relationship of love with God our Father. But the tomb is empty. Jesus has risen to bring us new life, life in all its fullness, life that will last forever. So come and see. Don't be afraid, but believe and allow God's hope and the joy of resurrection to fill your heart again this Easter time. He longs to give you his joy and his peace and his hope as you come and see. So the angel said, "Come and see." And then he said, "Go and tell." I wonder what you're like when you have some exciting news to share. Do you find you're just bursting to tell someone else? Maybe you phone a friend to tell them the good news. Or maybe go round to visit someone so you can share in person. We love to find ways, don't we, to share good things that are happening in our lives. Well, the angel that first Easter Sunday said, "Go and tell Jesus' disciples he's risen from the dead and he's going to Galilee, and there you will see him." The good news that Jesus had risen from the dead wasn't just for the two Marys at the tomb. It was extraordinarily wonderful news that they were sent to share with others. And so Matthew tells us the women hurried from the tomb, afraid but filled with joy, and they ran to tell his disciples. I imagine that they were still in shock and still feeling a bit shaken from that earthquake and from seeing the angel. But they also knew the joy that Jesus was alive. And so they ran, hurried to tell his disciples the good news. And on the way, they met Jesus himself. They fell at his feet, Matthew tells us, and worshipped him. And Jesus says to them again, "Go and tell my disciples I have risen." Well, I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't find it that easy to tell people about Jesus. Sometimes I'm not really sure they want to hear. Or sometimes maybe I think they'll think I'm a bit strange. But I've gradually come to see that sharing the good news about Jesus is not a burden that he's given us, and it's not a difficult job we're supposed to do, but actually it's a great joy. There's joy when we're able to put into words what Jesus has done for us. There's joy when we see other people being encouraged, when we share how God has helped us or comforted us or answered our prayers. And greatest of all, there's a real joy when we can go and tell the good news about Jesus and we see other people coming to know him for the first time and discovering a real and living relationship with Jesus and the hope and the joy that he brings. So come and see, go and tell. It's all part of the joy of the resurrection. And I hope that however you were feeling when you came into church today, you will leave with a sense of that joy in your heart. I'm going to finish with a prayer for all of us. Maybe you have never really discovered the joy of knowing that Jesus is alive and that he wants to be with you and to help you to know God the Father. And if that's true, then I hope you will come and talk to me afterwards or to Kathy or to one of the other helpers, because we would love to help you to find that new life that Jesus came to bring. Perhaps you've known the joy of Jesus, but you feel that somehow at the moment it's kind of gone missing. Perhaps you're feeling fearful about something in your own life or in the world around us, and you've lost that sense of joy. If that's you today, then please, again, we would love to pray with you, because I know that God would want to take away that fear and to restore his joy in your heart. And finally, if you know and love Jesus, but you don't find it very easy or joyful to tell other people the good news, then don't leave without praying that God will rekindle that joy in your heart and give you the boldness and the courage to share the good news of Jesus with others so that they may also know the joy of his resurrection. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord Jesus, we thank you that this is not a made-up story, but this is the living truth, that you died on the cross to save us from sin and from death, and to give us new life and joy and peace. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you're here with us today, and I pray for each person here in this room this afternoon. Lord, will you help us to know your joy? Help us to come and see all that you've done for us. and to invite you to take your rightful place in our lives. Help us too to go and tell the good news of what you've done for us. And Lord, we pray that you will give us the joy of seeing others we know and love come to know you for themselves. Thank you that in you there is hope, in you there is the remedy for fear, in you there is joy everlasting. We thank you and praise you. Amen.